from the unions. Certificates will be distributed on a first-come basis. Cash amounts range from $2,000 to $10,000 based on the sales price of the home. Visit STLUnionHomeBuilders.com for details.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
April showers bring May flowers, and at the Corner Butcher, we bring the barbecue season. This is Mike Diffley and Adam Day, hometown owners and operators of the Corner Butcher in Fenton. Being born and raised in St. Louis, we appreciate the opportunity to bring back the old-fashioned butcher shop with quality products and great customer service. Whether it's steaks, stuffed chicken, pork chops, or our fresh deli meats, we look forward to the opportunity to earn your business. Mother's Day is right around the corner, and we will have our annual filet special for all you special moms and significant others. Our address is 2099 Bentley Plaza, which is just south of Highway 44 off of 141. Located on top of the hill less than a half mile from Highway 44 on the east side of 141. For those that use Highway 44 and 141, it's real easy to stop on your way home to grab stuff for dinner or grab a quick lunch. If you're headed to the lake for the weekend, we're the perfect place to stop and stock up. For those families with demanding schedules, we have an entire selection of prep-free or complete meals that are ready to go in the oven. Go to thecornerbutcher.com to learn more about our catering menu and let us make your cookout an event.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with Hero.Loan. The VA loan is one of the greatest benefits of being in the military. Here's why. You can buy a house with no down payment, maximize your cash out on refinance, lower interest rates than any other loan program, and no PMI. At Hero.Loan, we close VA loans in 14 days, and I pay for your appraisal. If you're VA eligible, get the loan you deserve today at Hero.Loan. That's Hero.Loan, the only way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the race. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
Crossed over.
Thank you. Thank
you. I never have.
It's a bad Pat Albert. His cellmate may ask him to do a few of those characters for him.
On sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a big day in terms of judicial system goings on. Bill Cosby, I'm sure everybody knows by now, it's been found guilty on all counts. And, I'll tell you what. First of all, welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon on this April 26th, 2018 AD.
Baby, what do you mean we bend over?
Who's that?
That was Mushmouth from Fat Albert.
That was an attempt at Mushmouth.
I only know of... I only know that. I've never watched the Fat Albert.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Who did the voice? Who did that voice?
I think it was... did he do the voices for all the characters? I don't know.
I never watched the Cosby Show.
There was Rudy. Rudy had that hat that stocking cap that was pulled down over his head. That was Rudy.
Hmm.
And then there was Mushmouth. Hey, Babsy Albert.
Now,
I don't know. If
there's one thing I want to know, and I cannot find out. Maybe somebody out there knows. You could call and tell us, or maybe one of you guys will know. When's the sentencing?
That's what I asked.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not for.
I can't find it. I've searched and good. I can't find anywhere Tim where they nailed down when Tim. When will he be sentenced?
I don't know the exact date. I do know that he is still out on bond, and what they do in a case like that is the judge asks for a pre-sentence investigative report into his background and whatnot, and then he gets that report, and then they usually schedule the sentencing within 60 days of the conviction.
Wow. What more do they need to know about his background? He's a rapist. What else do you need to know? If he's a flight risk, of course he could be. That part didn't surprise me that they let him get on. But what surprised me was the verdict. I thought sure it'd be a hung jury. I thought there'd be at least one jury member who'd be kind of sympathetic. He's Bill Cosby, you know. I was wrong. Did I think he did it? Absolutely, I do. But I didn't think he'd get nailed for it like this. Now, the question is, how much time will he do? A lot of experts say he'll do probably just short of 10 years.
Wow.
But he's 80 years old.
Which would make him... Yeah, 10 years would make him 90, and he's got to be stunned. Because I think celebrities reach a point where they think they are so big, so rich, so powerful, that you can't touch him. He's got to be in shock.
Well, the primary victim in this case is a woman named Virginia Constand, and he had already paid her $3.4 million to settle a civil lawsuit against him prior to
her. What does that tell you?
Well, prior to her testifying against him on the criminal side.
Yeah. And what's the deal with her? Is she, like, identify as a guy? Did you get a look at her?
No.
Is that it's a woman,
yeah,
right?
No, it's female. Definitely female.
Hmm. Is she a lesbian?
I don't know.
I'm not really sure, but she does look a little bit like Beavis. I will say. No, she does.
Beavis?
Yeah.
this is going to be interesting. Yeah. Anybody want to put money on him killing himself?
I don't think he's going to kill himself. I think he might try to flee somewhere to like Switzerland or Brazil or something with no extradition. But I don't know how he's going to get out of the country. He's got one of the most recognizable faces. But I don't think Cosby would kill himself.
He's really rich.
See, that's the thing. He is really, really rich. And rich people, believe it or not, there is a rich person prison where you go there and it's essentially like staying in a hotel, except you're stuck in your room. I'm not joking. Actors have actually done this. There's one, and I'm forgetting his name completely. He was in that movie Milk. Sean Penn.
Sean Penn.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sean Penn. He got arrested and got prison time for a DUI or drugs or something years ago, and went to this, like, it's basically like a manor.
Yeah, but that's not rape. He's a rapist. Cosby's a rapist.
But still, it's all about how much money you have, and if you can afford it, that's what you get. Like, he is not going to be in general population, and if
Hold
he
on.
Is...
I don't think you can buy a choice of where you're going to be sentenced. I don't think you can do that
I
with
think
money.
You can.
That money is
Excuse
not...
Excuse me,
not,
Judge.
You can't go to the judge and go, Your Honor, here's 50 grand. Put me somewhere
it's
nice.
It's not going to be 50 grand. It's going to be like
Here's $1 million. Who are you paying? Who is it you're paying that to get in a nicer prison? I've never heard of such a thing. I don't think you can do that.
It doesn't happen.
Google it.
No, you're thinking about Britain.
I'm not. I mean, Sean Penn did it.
It does not happen here. No, nobody. Martha Stewart could have bought her way into a nicer place than she was. But they put her where they put anybody who did what she did.
There's a Major League Baseball pitcher who made over at least $25 million in his career. His name is Ugueth Urbina, and there was a feature on him one time. He's from Venezuela. And I guess he got a little high on coke one day at his Venezuelan mansion, and he and his buddies got upset with some of the migrant workers that worked on his property, and they stabbed him and then set him on fire and threw a couple of them into the swimming pool, and a couple of them died. And he got 7 years in prison, and they went and did a feature on this guy, and the prison cells down there in Venezuela were outdoor. And like the bars, you know, you were exposed to the elements, per se, as you look through the bars. And they showed the prisons... cells 1 through 7, and then they showed Urbina's. This guy had a satellite dish lined up on the outside of his cell. He was having conjugal visits with 3 different girlfriends that he had at the same time, and he was having food catered and delivered to his cell every day.
That's how I want to go to prison, right there.
I'm like, what? I'm like, I know friends now that would take that deal. You know, in a prison cell in Venezuela, and I got three girlfriends a week, the hot and the cot, I don't have to work, and I get all the satellite TV I want, don't have to pay the bill. I know a lot of people take that deal. There's two people on this show that would take that deal.
Who?
Dan and Limey.
Thank you. I was hoping you'd say
that. What are you talking about? I wasn't paying attention.
Well, here's the deal. I think they should, when they put Cosby, when they finally put him in his cell, I don't know if he'll have a cellmate or not. Probably
not. He's not going to have a cellmate.
They should only let him watch nothing for the rest of his life but reruns of the Cosby Show.
I thought he was blind. That's right.
He'll have to just listen to him. You're right. He's blind. Yeah. Let's find out how blind he is in prison when he doesn't have his friend to walk him along holding his arm like that. Yeah. Let's see how blind he really is. He's not blind. He's a fraud. And funny? Yes. Bill Cosby, back in the day, was hysterical and a clean comedian. But then he'd go rape people. So, you know, on one hand, he's a pretty nice guy, clean comic, and then he's a rapist. But
But the thing with the whole blind thing, Frank, and my theory on that is that when somebody has a significant handicap and they're sentenced to prison, like say they can't walk or they're blind, something like that, a lot of times they get put in a confined hospital for the rest of their life to prevent them from being installed into the general population of the prison. And so that may have been his whole ruse all along. I'm just theorizing, but I mean, for all of a sudden. And maybe he is legitimately blind. I don't know. But that's what they do with blind people in prison. A lot of blind people.
I don't think he's blind. I think he may have some vision issues like a lot of people 80 do. He's not blind. Look, all of a sudden, you noticed that one minute he's still doing concerts after these allegations start. He's still outperforming. And then when he realizes, this is serious, I got to go to court. I can't see! I think it was a sympathy thing so the jury would, look at this poor guy. He's blind. He's 80. Let's cut him some slack. He's not blind. He's right now, he's back at home, I guess, with an ankle. I guess, what do you think? He's got an ankle bracelet. What do you think? If he's out on bail waiting to be sentenced, he has to have an ankle bracelet, doesn't he?
I don't know. He's a pretty recognizable guy. I mean, I can't imagine, like Limey was saying, him trying to flee the country. Anybody would recognize him.
But look at O.J. with the disguise. If Cosby put on a disguise, he could get to an airport, a small airport, private jet, buddy of his with a lot of dough, or somebody he pays a couple of $1 million, get me out of the country. They take off. Now, unless he has an ankle bracelet, they'd say, Cosby's headed for the airport. Let's go intercept before he takes off. So I think he has to have an ankle bracelet. If I didn't have and I were him, you bet I'd try to get out of here. I'm gone. I'm not going to prison. I'm Bill Cosby. So I think you have to put an ankle bracelet on a guy like that, but I don't know. And I just thought it was odd that there's a delay in sentencing because, quite frankly, what is it you need to know over the next 60 days before you sentence this guy? You know what he did. You know why he was convicted. You know pretty much everything about him because that all came out in court. They've already done all that work. I don't understand the pre-sentencing thing.
Well,
go ahead.
They go into his history and they go into, you know, character witnesses are allowed to write letters and the judge is allowed to review those. And there's a lot that goes into a pre-sentence investigative report. What other crimes has he been convicted of, which obviously that'd be prejudicial. And you can't bring that up at his current trial. So they look into what else he may have done, even though we all assume he's done nothing else prior to this criminal trial. But, you know, the wheels of justice grind slow, Frank. Nothing moves very quick in a courtroom. And it takes a while. For everybody, not just him.
It seems like it's unnecessary busy work. Oh, I think one thing that surprised me was when the lead detective spoke at a press conference and says they're going to give him the bill for this trial. It's a big, fat bill, too. He has to pay for the prosecution, for the sheriff's deputies, for the court, everything. He's got to pay all that. That's going to be part of this, as it should be. He's got plenty of money. He could pay that tab. What could that have cost? $3 million or something? He could pay that. So I thought that was interesting, too. But it's a big day because it's just not often. Let's just try to think of all the really famous people we've been stunned to find that they were not only did something bad, but they got convicted of it. O.J. Oh, that's right. They only got him in the civil. Martha Stewart. Okay. Who else? There has to be others I'm not thinking of. Robert Blake got off, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Who else?
Didn't Mark Wahlberg, like, blind a guy in a fight? and didn't do
Wahlberg
any jail
went to
time?
Prison. Yeah, he went to, but he wasn't famous then. He went to prison for almost 2 years.
Wesley Snipes.
That one did.
Snipes did go to jail. Tax evasion. Yeah, that's a good one.
We got 3 years.
Yeah. How about Governor Blagojevich from Illinois?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that guy got.
He's still in. But he's a politician. A lot of politicians go to jail. In fact, most of them from Illinois. I'm like famous people, beloved people. Blagojevich wasn't beloved by anybody. He's a governor. What about like the stars? I know we're missing some. We could Google. We could go famous people who've gone to prison.
Robert Downey Jr. He went to prison.
Downey Jr. did go to prison. You're right. And he was famous when he went to prison.
Yeah,
he was.
Now he's even more famous, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think sometimes that actually is good for your career. And they'll tell you that. It's like a badge of honor. You did prison time. And then you do the talk circuit, tell everybody how sorry you are. Talk to high school kids. Don't do what I did. Don't go to prison and get out and make $50 million. You don't want to do that.
Mike Tyson.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go. Tyson. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash went to prison? I didn't know that.
No, Cash was never in prison. That's a myth, and people keep perpetuating it. He's been in jail, but he's never been in prison. Johnny Cash was Merle Haggard was in prison. This I know about. I'm from country music radio. Johnny Cash was never in prison.
Never. Apart from when he did the prison Folsom. Blues,
that was to do a concert, but he did do jail time. In fact, when I was a little hillbilly hick kid in Tennessee, he was in our jail in Savannah, Tennessee, of all places. They tossed him in jail because he was drunk, and I guess he pulled him over, and so they threw him in there until he could sober up. And I think they took him in our little hospital for something. And a couple of people that lived in our town actually went just out of curiosity and were able to get to his room. And he played the guitar for him and sang, "Oh, I'm Johnny Cash." Sitting in the bed in the hospital room. So, no, he never did prison time. He did a couple of stints in little jails here and there just for pills and, drinking and acting stupid. But no prison time. I know we're missing a couple of other big ones. Downey's a good one though, because if anybody appears to have turned it around, it's Robert Downey Jr. I mean, he learned his lesson.
But he definitely got help from the Iron Man movie as well. Like that relaunched his career, because now he's everywhere.
Oh, that is his career.
That is.
Yeah, that is his career.
Lucky him.
All right. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do, sir.
All right. I'd like to introduce a man who's not just a newsman. He's not even just a newsman and a private investigator. He's a friend to many. You think Don Rickles was loved? This guy is loved even more than Don Rickles. Ladies and gentlemen, Don Rickles was known as Mr. Warmth. We're going to have to find a name for Tim, Mr. Something. I don't want to steal Mr. Warmth. Mr. Likeability, Tim Woodburn, it's all yours.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Tommy Pham, the Cardinals outfielder, did something last night during the Cardinals game that I have never heard of or witnessed in my 48 and 10/12 months on this earth. Tommy Pham did something that I also stupidly did to myself a few years ago, but in a different way. Tommy Pham led off the Cardinals game last night, and then after his at-bat in the first inning, at some point during the game, he went under the stands and he did something that I have never heard a baseball player ever do in my entire life. He hit himself in the face with a bat.
Yep.
And he hit
on purpose?
No. He hit himself. I ran the soundbite during the news. I'm going to run it again, a different version of it at 4 and also in the 5 of Tommy Pham's explanation for what he did. But he constructed some kind of device where the a sling restrains his bat speed, so it builds up muscle speed. And this thing jackrabbited back in his face, and he smashed himself in the face, and he hit himself so hard that blood came gushing out of his face, and they had to take him out of the game because he hit himself in the face with a bat. But this story gets better, because Jimmy the Cat Hayes, who's on the morning after on this very station with Tim McKernan and Doug Vaughn, asked Tommy Pham after the game last night, basically he asked him, how much blood was there? And Tommy Pham's response was, "I haven't seen that much blood since my stepfather stabbed me 5 years ago." Oh, yeah.
And what?
He really did. His stepfather, Tommy Pham's been stabbed. He's had a weird life.
Which I didn't know that. And, yeah. And I don't know if that was ever really, you know, talked about a whole lot amongst the mainstream media or whatever. But Tommy Pham got into a fight with his stepfather 5 years ago, and the stepfather stabbed him in the ribs. And Tommy Pham said he hadn't seen as much blood since that incident.
Yeah.
And that reminds me, and that reminded me of a time when I had just bought my house in Eureka, and I woke up and I found myself unconscious in front of my front door, and with a head wound.
Really?
And I had no idea what happened to me. I don't know if I'd been
You been stabbed in the head?
Not yet. I didn't know if I'd been assaulted, if I'd been robbed. You know, I didn't understand what had happened to me.
Let me just interrupt and say, Dan, please look at your screen. Okay, go ahead, Tim.
So
yes,
I went to the hospital, and I was diagnosed with a grade 2 concussion. They wouldn't let me drive my car home, and I was dizzy, and I was having dizzy spells. I was having problems walking. I had no idea what had happened to me, and I had just bought the home in Eureka that I'm in right now. 2 months later, I'm sitting at my kitchen table, and I have a chandelier above my kitchen table, and I'm reading the paper. My cell phone goes off in another room, and I jump up because, you know, you want to hurry up and get to the cell phone before it goes to voicemail, and I smash my head against a chandelier over my kitchen table. In the exact same spot that I had hit my head, because there was two lumps, and I have a chandelier that has curling iron on it, and so it hit my head in two different spots at the same time, and I hit my head in exactly the same spot and almost knocked myself out again. But at least it told me how I got knocked out the first time, even though the front door is 30 feet away from the chandelier. I thought I fell down a flight of steps or somebody robbed me, and I was looking for money. I was looking to see if somebody stole my credit cards or anything. And that's the thing. So when something like that happens to you, you're just so stunned that you don't really realize what you did. It's like one time I was riding a bicycle when I was a teenager, and I was flicking off somebody who was yelling at me, and my face slammed into the side view mirror of a car, and I ripped the side view mirror of the car off. You know,
that's what happened to your face.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's why I never got married, is because I ran into the side view mirror of a van, and it smashed and deformed me.
Hang on a second. How did you knock yourself out the first time?
Well, what do you mean, the first time with
Yeah, like when you woke up on the front doorstep. Did you know how?
Yeah, I simulated it again, except the second time I didn't knock myself out. I was sitting at my kitchen table, and I jumped up, and my head smashed into the chandelier that's hanging down over my table.
I've done that. And when you're bald and you hit your head, the top of your head, and you cut a gash out of it. No, you cut a gash out of it. You're scarred for a long time. You got no hair to cover it up. So we bald guys try to never bump their heads. Because you just walk around looking like Frankenstein with a big old gash in your head. We have a guy on the phone who doesn't have to worry about that because he's not bald. I don't think he'll ever be bald. John Londoff. How are you, John? What? Uh-oh, what?
Oh, hi, Frank. Now I can hear you. How you doing?
Doing great. Bill Cosby's going to prison. I guess you know that.
I could care less. Could care less about all that crud going on. All I care about is the AM and the PM crowd, you and the Johnny Londoff Chevrolet team that takes care of the AM and the PM crowd. That's all I care about. That, of course, and my beautiful family, my beautiful wife and children, and then think of my Johnny Londoff Chevrolet family and the dealership family. I mean, it's just, there's so much to be happy, and I'm not going to let any of that junk cloud up my mind with all that stuff.
Well, it doesn't cloud up my mind, but I think it's an interesting development because we are right in the middle of something that's going on that is probably long overdue. And that's all these guys, these Harvey Weinsteins and the Matt Lauers and Bill Cosby. These guys are getting their due. They're finally getting what's been coming to them for a long time for raping people.
Yeah, they're ignorant. They just need to have a horrific ending. Sorry. But that Matt Lauer, how much, probably one of the only, you know, news programs I do watch is the Today Show in the morning. I mean, I just Hoda Kotb, she's just unbelievable. She's just always smiling, always happy, and just a tremendous reporter. And, you know, I just see her running around and hugging people, and she's... I think she's made that show just unbelievable.
And I also think that's genuinely her. I don't think it's an act. I think that's just the way she is.
I agree. I mean, it's just really, 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 really nice person. But that it just comes across. Just like you. You are just a really, really, really nice person. And it comes across on the airwaves. There are some customers that say, the other day, Frank said something that just touched my heart and brought a tear to my eye.
Oh, boy.
You know, that's you, Frank.
I'm not always nice. I'm not.
Yes, you
I'm just
are.
Not. No, no. You don't live with you. You don't live with me.
I wouldn't want to. I would make sure that's very clear with everyone.
I think that's probably a good decision, to never live with me.
No.
Now, here's a weird question here.
What are some of your weird idiosyncrasies that you do around your own house that you can tell us that you're like, yeah, well, if we, you know, hung out, for a few days.
Okay, I'll be happy to. Childlike temper tantrums. Okay.
Right.
I don't know why, but I mean tantrums like a kid would throw. Not proud of it, but I have a temper. But I don't take that temper outside the house. Unless it's something where somebody really deserves to be laid out. That's very rare. Most of the people that work with me have never seen me just lose it, just go off and lose it. At home is when I do that. And I don't like it, but I can't really help it. It's just me. That's the way I am. What else? Lazy? Sleep too late?
How do you do that? How late did you sleep this morning?
Eight.
8 o'clock? Yeah. The only way I would ever sleep till 8 o'clock is if I was sick, and I'm just not going to. I'm never sick, so.
Well, I'm guessing too. You go to bed, and you go right to sleep without any kind of sleep aid. You just sleep well. You go to bed, boom, you go to sleep, right?
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah. I can't do that. There's a lot going on. There's a lot on my mind. Then I get up and I read. And sometimes I'll read. And then that's bad if you're in the middle of a good book. You're like, well, heck, I can't stop now. Can't just keep reading.
Once I'm asleep, it's hard for me to get sleep. Once I'm asleep, and I always have to take something. And once it kicks in and I'm out, I don't want to get up. I'm out. I want to stay out till I really feel like I'm finished sleeping. Plus, I'm a prolific dreamer. I dream like I'm in a movie. It's so real. And I like sleeping because I enjoy the dreams. It's like an adventure for me. And when I wake up, I'm mad because it's the end of the adventure. And it could be an adventure with some mysterious, beautiful woman. It could be I'm running from the Taliban. It's just like a movie, and it's so real. And I talk to people, and they say they never dream. I can't imagine never dreaming. Or they dream in black and white. What is that? My dreams, I can tell you the colors of things in my dreams. So dreaming is a big deal to me. And once I'm out, don't wake me up. I could just be getting it on with Penelope Cruz. I don't want to be awake right then.
Penelope Cruz, of all the people.
Yeah. What's wrong with her? Nothing. I'll tell you another one, that Mariska Hargitay. I didn't watch the CSI. I've never watched any one of those NCIS. I've never watched one of them, but I know who she is.
Madeline Albright.
Dan? Mariska Hargitay is Jane Mansfield's daughter. What the heck is that?
John's playing Dream
by Supertramp.
Why did he have that? Is that on your phone? Where did you have that? Where did you have that?
I have plenty of time to Google Supertramp Dreamer YouTube because you're talking on and on and on and on. I know it's my spot, but that's okay.
You started it. You asked me things about myself, and I'm telling you.
I didn't think you'd be going for like 10 minutes. I thought maybe one or two,
You wanted to know the things about me I'm not too happy with, the tantrums, a little bit of a temper, and that I sleep too late.
You walk around barefoot, flip-flops?
I usually wear Crocs. My wife hates Crocs, so that's why I wear them. I wear Crocs. Crocs, socks, and Crocs. It's an old man look, and it feels good, and it's comfortable.
Socks.
So you're wearing like athletic socks, white sports socks. You wearing like
white
black
athletic black. Old man socks up almost to the knee. White socks and Crocs and gym shorts, like those silky shorts you wear to work out in the gym, and a T-shirt. That's what I wear like 70% of my life.
So you're wearing workout shorts, but you're not really
not working out. Exactly. It's a look, not a lifestyle.
Oh, my God. Now, do the white socks that come up to your knees, are they striped, like blue striped or red striped, or are they just...
No stripes, solid white, no stripes.
All right. I'm getting the vision.
And they're thick, and they're comfortable, and Crocs are still about the most comfortable shoe there is. There is a shoe out... What?
When you take those socks off, you've been in that Croc, those Crocs for a few hours, what are those socks, what do they smell like?
Fresh as the morning dew. They smell like baby powder. They don't smell. I don't have smelly feet. I have never had stinky feet.
Right.
Some people do. Shut up, Randy. Some people do, and some people don't. I don't have stinky feet.
Yeah, right.
Because I don't sweat. I don't work out. I don't do anything to make my feet smell.
Yeah. Well, okay, you might want to try that. Listen, I'm going to tell you. I hope you're listening. This is the last few days of the month of April. The big end of the month April sales event going on right now at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. There's a GM store, very sadly, down the street here that is out of business. And everyone says I'm not supposed to talk about it. But listen, people that bought vehicles from that location, we are here to help you. We have a 24 to 26 unbelievably trained and great technicians. We're allowed to work on Buicks and GMCs, along with, of course, the Chevrolets. Hey, aim in the PM crowd, Chevy customers, John, you go first, all right, just so you know. But we're equipped to handle here 6 days a week in an awesome service operation. 34-year veteran, Bruce Weiner, the greatest guy. He's even a better, I mean, he cares more about this place than I do, and I care a lot about it, of course. I can't tell you how much I love that guy and his assistant, Bill Lee, to combine. Billy's been here like 24, 25, maybe 26 years. So, you know, that's the key with us. It's different than a lot of stores is longevity. I love to hire for life. I wish it was true with 100%, but we're really, really, really 80-plus percent of our people have been here for a long, long time, if not probably 85%. So, and that's because they know that I know you. They say, you know what? You're friends with Frank Opinion. I'm like, yeah. Are you really friends? I'm like, we are close. I mean, really close. Calls me all the time asking, what am I doing? You just, like, I don't know if people know this, but you just call just to chat.
Okay.
He calls and says, hey, John, I'm wearing my socks and Crocs.
Hey, the dealership you're talking about, are they closed already?
Yes.
Well, who says you can't mention them? Who is it that says you can't mention them? You said I'm not supposed to mention them. Who said that?
GM doesn't like you, you know. I mean, it's sad. Mm. It's terrible. You know, at one time it was...
Why would GM want you to not mention the dealership and just invite the former customers to come to your place? What's wrong with that?
It's a good point. But we're just letting people know that we will take care of your warranty needs and your service needs. And, you want to trade in one of those vehicles, we have the lifetime warranty. Lifetime warranty on every new car, new truck, and every 2010 and up pre-owned vehicle with 80,000 miles and less. Pro certified lifetime, you know, lifetime is lifetime. Lifetime powertrain warranty. So, I don't want you to keep it for a lifetime, but you know you're protected. It's such a powerful thing that so many employees. Bruce Weiner, I'd love just traded in a truck that he bought a year ago. He said, you know what, I want to get the lifetime warranty. Make me a great deal. And how can I not make my brother, 34-year veteran of Johnny London Black, how can I not make him a great deal, which, of course, we did. So, and all the great GM employees that are out there.
Yeah, you got a guy on another station who's still not saying powertrain. Still saying lifetime warranty on the vehicle. You need to put an end to that. I'm looking out for you. You got somebody out there lying to people, telling them it's lifetime warranty on the car.
I don't know if you noticed. I was on a roll.
For good reason.
I was almost perspiring here. I was on such a roll about what we're going on. What's going on here, Jenny Lama Chevrolet, is good stuff. I'm proud. I'm very, very proud of the legacy. I cannot believe May the 11th will be the 8th year anniversary of my pop's passing. And I swear it was yesterday. I mean, I swear I could close my eyes and see him here looking over my shoulder saying, what are you doing? He was something else. He was something else. He sure liked you, Frank. Liked you a lot.
Well, I'm glad he did, because if he hadn't, I don't know that you and I would have ever done business together.
If he hadn't liked me.
I think that was pretty important.
Probably good that he didn't know that you get silk workout shorts and you don't work out and you wear Crocs.
They're not silk. No, they're silky. They're slick material. They're not silky. They're not silk.
Well,
they're just silky.
I'm just mentioning it again because there are no silk workouts, okay? They're going to be dry fit. They're going to be cotton. I mean, you know, people don't run around working out in silk, okay? It's kind of weird.
When you mentioned your dad liked me, I've told this story before. He asked me to meet him at dinner. It was actually supposed to be him with your mom at Benedetto's, an Italian restaurant, and I didn't know why. We had started on the air together, and I told my wife, I said, John Londo Sr. wants us to come to dinner. So we show up, and I'm kind of nervous because I don't know what this is about. You know, it was like meeting the Godfather. I thought, I'll sit down, and he's going to say something like, you know, I don't want you doing business with my son. I just don't think this is a good idea. So we get there, and your mom's not there. Your mom's not feeling well. She was sick, and it's just him at the table by himself, dressed like $10 million, okay? Looked like he's ready for a publicity shoot for the cover of a movie magazine. And he stands up, and please be seated, and we order, and I'm waiting for, okay, when's he going to hit me with whatever this is? And it never happened. We just had a nice dinner and conversation. Maybe he was... So maybe he wanted to see if I had 8 martinis, or so. Maybe he wanted to see if I cursed a lot. I don't know. Maybe it was a test.
I told him, I said, Frank's wife is gorgeous. He's like, well, I got to find out how in the hell he got a good-looking gal. So that's what he did. We wanted to just, you know, find out just how cool you really are one-on-one. Everyone knows how great you are on the air, but one-on-one, I'm not just saying this because it's your turn to buy dinner next time. Again, your turn to buy dinner next time, but... You're a lot of fun. You're a lot of fun to be around. When you're with your wife, of course.
Uh-huh. Sure. Okay. So give me that phone number.
Let's say hi to a few AM and the PM customers. Father Jerry Meyer. Father Jerry Meyer, priest at Holy Spirit School, came in and bought a new Chevy. AM and the PM. Father Jerry, thank you so much. God bless. Laura Bowdry. Laura Bowdry, a new Chevy Equinox. Laura, listen, you know. AM and the PM. Thank you, Laura. So much. And then Roger Nash. Roger Nash with Howard Roofing. Man, they do a great, great, great job. And a new Silverado, AM and the PM. So hundreds of thousands, could be millions of listeners that are AM and the PM. So give us a call, folks. Last on Tuesday, because we do shut down at 6, but we'll stay here forever. They left at 8:15 with 2 to 3 late deliveries. Young John Londoff III was here. He missed the business dinner, but that's the commitment that we have here at Londoff Chevrolet to our customers, and especially the AM and the PM crowd. So a 3-1-4, a 8-3, a 7, a 1-8, a 0-0, a 314-837-1800. And that's it. It's always great getting to talk to you.
All right, buddy. John. We're gonna let you go. Be a beautiful weekend. And we're going to send a bunch of people your way who are going to be out running around, wanting to go just anywhere. We'll send them to your dealership.
Thanks, Frank.
Hi, John. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Bye, sport.
Sport. He always just ends with sport.
I know. He does it because he knows I can't stand it. Hey, chief. Hey, pal. Hey, bud. Hey, sport. That's why he does it. If I never said I didn't like that, he wouldn't do it. Okay, do you need to do some business, Limey? You need to get some out of the way? All right, let's take a break. Let me do this. I'm going to turn it over to Dan. Probably have to do traffic, too. Now, here to introduce traffic is the co-host of the Yard Sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, the one and only Dan Strauss.
Well, thanks so much, Frank. And now to give you some traffic, here is Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Audible. An accident southbound 270 at the Tease Road overpass. You're on the brakes westbound 64 Vandeventer to Big Bend, westbound 44 backing up past Hampton, and the Cards game currently in extra innings. Audible audiobooks make summer an even better time to get outside. Use the app, dive into mysteries, bestsellers, motivation, and more, all while enjoying the great outdoors. Start a 30-day trial. Your first one's free. Go to audible.com. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to The Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Blue Chip wonders, do you know the most common animal on Earth? It's not humans. Not by a long shot. There are some 10 quintillion insects alive. Over 200 million bugs per person. You need a professional. You need Blue Chip. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more. Blue Chip wonders, do you know the most common animal on Earth? It's not humans. Not by a long shot. There are some 10 quintillion insects alive. Over 200 million bugs per person. You need a professional. You need Blue Chip. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
PT's Country Rock Cabaret, where the benefits are pretty obvious. It's where beer and sporting events go hand in hand with beautiful women. If you get off work during that crossing of the bridge traffic mess, then come into PT's and relax, de-stress, and eat dinner, because a fantastic steak and fries meal is only $7.99. Let those other guys sit in traffic while you enjoy exotic dancers, sports on big screen TVs, and an ice cold beverage. Visit the best strip club in the St. Louis area, and don't forget, you can catch every pay-per-view UFC fight with the confidence you'll be a winner, one way or the other. PT's Country Rock Cabaret is located just minutes from downtown St. Louis, so if that convention or expo is bringing you down, it's time to rise and smile at PT's Country Rock Cabaret in Sauget next to Pop's Concert Venue. Free admission before 6 p.m., only $6 before 8 p.m., and never more than $12 after 8 p.m. Don't sit at home watching the game. Be in the game at PT's Country Rock Cabaret.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
A great moment in baseball presented by Byerly RV.
The year was 1990. A young right fielder played with the team for just 2 years. His fielding skills were exceptional. His passion for the game made him a clutch player. The game was on the line. Just put the ball into play, yelled the coach. As usual, he took the first pitch. Then the second. He cracked the third into right center and it rolled. The batter sprinted around the bases. He crossed home plate at full speed. Ran through the crowd of cheering teammates. Jumped over the bench. And with watery eyes, the 9-year-old flew into his father's arms. Dad, Dad, a home run. My first home run.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Tim and his contribution to the Burke segment. Jim is on hold. He wants to say something, and then we'll finish the Burke segment and close it out. Jim, welcome to 590.
Hi, Frank. I'm in the PM, as you know that.
Hallelujah.
I wanted to tell you some good news. My daughter Julie bought a car from Johnny about a month ago in Malibu. Well, 2 nights ago, the priest that she works for at Holy Spirit said to come to her and says, "Hey, I'm looking for a new car. Well, where's a good place to go find a Malibu? I want another Malibu." So she sent him over there last night, AM and the PM, and he brought a new Malibu from Johnny.
We just talked about it, Father Jerry.
Yeah.
We just talked about it.
You did? I'll be done.
Yeah, John just mentioned it.
Because I talked to Johnny about it, you know.
Yeah, he just mentioned him on the air. We appreciate it.
That's good. I didn't hear that. I was watching the ball game. I'm sorry.
No, don't do that.
My grandson, whose wife, Eileen, is going to go over there in about 2 weeks and buy a new SUV for him, too.
Well, we'll appreciate
that. We'll
send
them some more.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Take care. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye. So he's all excited. Everybody's buying cars from Lawndale. Anybody else for the Burke segment?
Not high.
Close it. Shut her down. Slam it shut. Burke segment's officially closed. I don't want to do something kind of unusual. I want to dissect a joke. And the reason, it's a joke I don't tell anymore and haven't for years in the Playhouse, because think of ranking jokes as 1 through 10. To me, and I'm the judge and jury completely, I have to think a joke is a 10 before I'll I'll tell it on the Playhouse. Sometimes I'll let a 9 squeak in. To me, this is like a 7. But it's been around a long time. But I've heard it with two different punchlines. So I thought I would tell it, and then we'll decide which punchline is better. And it's the missionaries who get caught by the tribesmen, the uncivilized tribal bunch of people with spears, and they bring them before the chief, and they get a choice of death or booga booga. Have you heard this joke?
Nope.
Death or booga booga.
So the chief says to the first missionary, he goes, "You have trespassed and come into our territory. You are sentenced to your choice, death or booga booga." And the guy's thinking, "Man, I don't know what booga booga. I know what death is, though, and that could be brutal and horrible. I'll take booga booga." So they march him forward. They pull his pants down and bend him over, and every man in the tribe has his way with him. The second guy, there's three missionaries, comes up. He goes, "And you, what will it be, death or booga booga?" He's not sure how they kill you. It could be really torturous and brutal. So as much as he hates it, he saw what happened to the other guy, but he goes, I guess I'll go with booga booga. So they rip his pants down and bend him over and have their way with him. Third guy comes up. "Well, what'll it be? Death or booga booga?" And he's thinking, "You know what? I'd rather die than have a bunch of guys bend me over." He says, "Chief, I'll go with death." Now, here's punchline number one. The chief turns to the tribesman and goes, "Death by booga booga."
Oh.
Now, the other way I've heard it is the third guy comes up, and the chief says, "Will it be death or booga booga?" Same thing. He says, "I've seen this booga booga. I don't want any part of that. I think I'm going to go with death. I'll take death." So the chief says, he turns to the tribesman, he goes, "Death, but first, booga booga." Now, which is funnier, death by booga booga or death? I know which one I think is funnier. Let's go around the room. Limey, which is funnier, death by booga booga or death, but first, booga booga? Which is funnier?
The second one is way funnier. Much funnier.
Really?
Yeah, I agree. I think death. I think death, but first, booga booga.
I think that's a 9, Frank. I think the first one was maybe a 7, but I think the second one was definitely a 9.
All right, but Tim, which punchline for you? They think the funniest punchline is death, but first, booga booga.
The second one you call. The second version.
Now, see, that's really interesting. That is really interesting to me. I thought you'd pick death by booga booga. I thought you'd pick that one.
No, because the guy thinks he's sidestepping the booga booga, but he's not.
Yeah. Like, okay, we'll kill you, but booga booga first.
Well, you know what? Here, I just made a note. When I tell it again, I can't tell it now for a while because I just told it, but when I tell it again way down the road when people have had time to forget about it, I'm going to do that punchline then. I'm going to do death. Okay, death. But first, booga booga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
And even Scott. Scott is in my studio, and he was kind of listening in. He can't talk.
He likes. But first, booga booga.
Yes. Yes. Death. But
well, there you have it. It's unanimous. It's unanimous.
There's a lot of jokes like that, Frank. I've probably in the 7 months I've known you, asked you if you've heard maybe 5 jokes that I think are really funny, and every one you'd heard of. And you would give me a little glimpse of, oh, yeah, that's the joke where, and you would tell me a completely different punchline than the punchline I knew of the joke. But it's the same setup of the joke.
But that's the thing. That's why I say there are 150 jokes. Either the setup varies or the punchline varies. Right. But it's really still the same. There's another joke about, I don't have time right now to do it, but there's another one about these guys getting captured. And it has to do with a fork and a canoe. And that's all I can tell you is the F words. Without the F word, without the F word,
I'll take the fork.
That sounds like a great joke.
I'm going with booga booga.
But first, booga booga. Saturday morning, that's not far from now, that's 2 days from now, 7 o'clock. Set your alarm or whatever to get up and listen to the yard sale, 7 to 9 o'clock, sponsored by First Community Credit Union, hosted by two guys who are in the room. In fact, Scott Sherman's going to be with us here after the news to do what he does every Thursday, help people with free legal advice. He and Dan Strauss are co-hosts of the yard sale. And there's only one sponsor, and that's the only reason, that is the reason it's as listenable as it is. It would still be entertaining and interesting to see what people have to sell, but not nearly as enjoyable if every 5 or 6 minutes there was a commercial. There are 4 an hour. Every 15 minutes, you will hear about First Community Credit Union. You might want to thank them for that. That's a big deal. There aren't any other hours that I know of on the radio, certainly 2-hour blocks, where there's one sponsor for the entire segment. So you might want to thank them for making that possible. That was actually my idea. And I think, I got to tell you, so every once in a while, I think maybe if somebody would come along and sponsor an entire hour of just regular radio, that might be good.
Scott said we're going to sell things here on what? Saturday morning during the yard sale. But first, booga booga.
First Community Credit Union, there are over 40 locations. It is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area.